Ride the Orange Trail in other areas around Green River for amazing history and scenic beauty. We'll meet you at the trailhead next on Western Life Radio.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Ride some amazing trails in southeastern Utah. Chris Haller with Utah State Parks and Recreation highlights a recent ride.
Yes, we've been out riding just south of Green River. If some folks haven't ventured out that way, typically it does get overlooked as people look and go and ride around Moab. Moab offers a plethora of riding opportunities, but just outside of Green River is the Orange Trail, and that's a unique system that ties in, has a lot of loop opportunities that takes you past Bill Thompson, who used to be the Off-Highway Vehicle Program Coordinator. A little tribute to him and his passing and all the accomplishments he was able to get done for the OHV community when he was the OHV Program Coordinator. And then outside of that, a little bit further south and east is White Sand Dunes. And that's always a nice area to go and ride, some open riding opportunities that exist there. And so we typically see a lot of visitors that come from Colorado around that area. But if you're into some of the mining history and wanting to do some sand riding, why, along with some trail riding and those types of experiences, Green River would be a great place to go. And the routes are easily identified within the town of Green River. They are marked and get you over. And so you could literally camp right there at Green River State Park or check out one of the lodging facilities, and that'll get you right on the trail as well.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.